Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Awesome. The catch three, that was one of the best. I don't know. That's probably, there's a lot of them to choose from, but as far as just overall games, that divisional against the Saints back and forth, Vernon caught that long one. You had Vernon going one way and Alex Smith, and you had Jimmy Graham, and you had Darren Sproles, and all sorts of craziness. The 49ers would win that one. And, of course, Vernon got a big touchdown against the Packers when on January 5th, 2014. The 49ers won that playoff game 23-20, and he's one of our favorite guys to talk to, and it's great to catch up with him. Make sure you're following him at VernonDavis85, of course, former all-pro tight end for the 49ers, and he does all sorts of stuff and did all sorts of stuff outside of football, so I'm going to talk to him about that as well. But Vernon joins us courtesy of the Ooma guest line. Vernon, so great to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. I feel bad. I feel really good because you just called me your favorite. I appreciate that.
Oh, man, we loved it, and we just played. I don't know if you caught the end, but we just caught.
Vernon,
we just played
he
the
says
catch
that
three.
To every guest we
no,
have.
No, I don't,
though.
Vernon.
Vernon, every guest we've had so far.
Vernon, that's not true.
Yours most favorite. Yours
not
most
true.
Favorite.
Not true. We just played, obviously, the catch three, the catch versus the Saints, and I know we're going to get into playing at Lambeau Field, but I mean, that was the one with tears in your eyes, and it was so awesome, and you guys won that back and forth. We were just talking about it with Sproles and Graham and you and Alex with a touchdown run, and I know you had a lot of memorable games, but that's got to be near the top, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's at the top. It's at the top. This is one of those games that I'll remember for the rest of my life. It's just, you know, the experience with those guys and, you know, the guys meaning my teammates and the coaching staff. We just had – everyone was just amazing. Just so to be able to just think back and remember those days, it just brings joy to my heart.
Yeah, that's a playoff game, obviously, but you caught a lot of touchdowns. You had a pair of 13 touchdown receiving years at tight end, which is amazing. You also had one, a big one, as John mentioned, the 2013 season when you guys came here in January of 2014. And the Packers had a 17-13 lead early in the fourth quarter when you caught a 28-yard touchdown pass from Cap. What do you remember about that play and just overall the battle that day with the Packers came right down to a Phil Dawson field goal to win it?
Yeah, Kaepernick was amazing. He stepped up when he had to. He did a great job for the team. And, you know, no one really knew what to expect because he was just new guy stepping in. He'd been around for a while, but he was just stepping in, and I think he controlled it. And we were just all, you know, on the same wavelength. We just had the synergy was there, the camaraderie, and we believed in whoever was going to step in at that time and be our quarterback. We supported him, and we were all there together.
Vernon Davis is joining us at VernonDavis85, and I'm just rewatching that. It's right on my screen right now, and about 10 and a half minutes left in the game, you guys were down, and you caught that middle ball, and I know that we're talking about the Saints one, but you caught that ball right between a safety and a linebacker to give you guys the lead. Then you guys went back and forth. They tied you guys up. You got a field goal, as Pop just said, but what do you remember specifically about that touchdown early in the fourth quarter at Lambeau?
Well, prior to that touchdown, I think all the guys, when Jimmy Graham scored that touchdown, we were holding hands, we were praying, and, you know, we really wanted that game. Yeah, we had been through so much together as a team and an organization. So to be able to come out victorious in that game meant so much to us. But that game, when I remember when Alex looked at me and, you know, then he dropped back and catching that ball and coming down in the end zone, I just got up like, wow, this is like that dream you have as a kid when you wanted to make that game-winning catch. It came into fruition, and all I could do is just shed tears, man, just thinking about those times where I was where I really, you know, as a kid, you know, you think and you dream, and all of a sudden it happens.
Yeah, and obviously the New Orleans game was big, the one against the Packers January 5th of 2014, the wild card game of 2013. So that game, bitter cold weather, it kicked off at 3:40 Central Time. This game Saturday night, tomorrow night, is going to kick off at night. It'll be a 7:15 night game, so it'll be night the whole way through. But 3:40 is almost like a night game. It was 5 degrees at kickoff, but with a 10-mile-an-hour wind, it felt like minus 10 with the wind chill. So how did you're getting cold just thinking about it? And I'm in Green Bay right now, and I'm getting cold just thinking about it. How did you guys deal? And I know Cap came out with, you know, the sleeves on, you know, just trying to showing a mentality there. But how did you get yourself mentally right to play in such bitter cold weather, Vernon?
Well, I'm trying to get myself mentally right now. I'm drinking my hot cocoa.
Do that.
Because it was cold. I don't know how Cap came out there with short sleeves. I was looking at him like he was losing his mind, but I couldn't do it. I mean, that wind chill is just totally different than anything I've ever experienced, man. It was tough, but just like football and any other sport, you have to be mentally tough and ready for any moment, any given day, any given moment. And that's what we did. We went out there and we mentally prepared our minds, and we knew what we were going up against. But in order to come out victorious in that game, we had to really focus and just tune out all of the complications that we were having with that wind chill and everything else. So, and I think we came together nicely, and we were able to stick in there and do what we had to do.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Vernon Davis is joining us, doing a little recapping and remembering of that great win 23-20 as well in Green Bay, January 5th, 2014. And just as you said, because I was listening to Dante Whitner this morning with our morning guys, and Dante was saying that Cap came out with no sleeves. He said Frank Gore came out with no sleeves. Is there anything to that mentally? You know, it's like, hey, we're the elements aren't going to bother us, but then again, you're sitting on heated benches and gathering around the propane heaters, right, when you're not in the game.
Man, you have to be the toughest guy in the world to be able to come out there like that, or either you were just born with something in your blood that a lot of people just don't have. I have no idea what goes into that, even trying to mentally prepare for something like that. I can't tell you because I'm not one of those guys that go out in cold weather with short sleeves on. You know, I'm the one with the heat packs. I got the heat packs in my cleats and under my armpits, behind my neck. You know, they're everywhere on me. I don't know how they did it. But
no, you're smart. Stay warm. Stay warm, brother, right? Stay by the heated bench, right?
It's impressive. It's definitely impressive to see them go out there like that. That was impressive.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see what George Kittle has on because he's from Iowa and played in some really tough condition games. And he may be the guy that goes with the short sleeves. We'll see. But when I see him play, I think of you because you guys wore the same number. It's just amazing, the same position and two great 85s. And he's obviously done, you know, great things, the 1,377-yard season. But as I say, he's scored more touchdowns this year, but you had a pair of 13 touchdown receiving years at tight end. But when you watch George Kittle play, because he's such a great inline blocker, and then he's so instrumental in the pass game, Vernon, from 185 to another, what do you see from George?
Yeah, I think he's definitely a special talent. He's a rare talent. He's one of those guys that is clearly gifted at what he's doing out there on the football field. He stands out. He's able to. He's very crafty. He reminds me, you know, when I look at him, I see a mixture of so many different tight ends. I see Jordan Reed, who's one of the best route runners I've ever seen at the tight end position, hands down. I see Antonio Gates. I see a little bit of Tony Gonzalez. So he has a little bit of everything going on with him. And it's pretty unique, his skill set, what he brings, especially his toughness as an inline blocker. He's able to get his hands on guys, and he plays with length. He's reaching. And that's one thing we teach at the tight end position is we teach you to play with length, meaning getting your arms out. Your arm should look like a pendulum as it's going up to get on that defender. You know what I mean? Because the faster you can get it up and get it on his chest, the better chance you give yourself at winning that block. So he's doing that. He's really quick. He utilizes his strengths. And, he's just tremendous talent to watch out there on Sunday.
Ferdinand, we got to catch up with you, man, because when you were here, you were always into so many different things, very artistic, giving back to the community constantly. I remember you humping at Jamba Juice. I mean, you were into so many different things, and it was always so cool. And one thing you're doing now, Q30 Innovations, it's called the Q Collar, which is pretty cool, and you're actually helping here to protect athletes' brains. Tell us about what you're doing now.
Yeah, the Q Collar, Q30 Innovations, is all about those repetitive hits. A lot of people think, when you wear this collar, it's supposed to prevent concussions. But no, it's the hits that we don't see and that we don't talk about. The hits that the guys don't complain about. So this is a safety mechanism for all of those violent hits that don't get reported. You know, and that's why I love the Q collar. I wore it religiously when I was playing for the Washington football team, and I felt like it really protected me. And I'm just elated to be a part of the journey.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm looking at it here, and as you said, always trying to address head injuries. So several studies on this thing. People have to check this out, and always trying to protect players. Doesn't restrict movement, and it says ages 13 and older in all sports. So again, qcollar.com, and you know, we're all talking about CTE and the type of effects. So anything that can help players of any age to play ball and to protect themselves, obviously, is a great thing, Vernon.
And there he goes.
Yeah, I think
we
lost him.
Yeah, we lost him.
So much,
oh, there you go.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is. We got you back.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I said thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it, Vernon. Great to catch up with you. Thank you so much. Fun to always reminisce. The best to you, and we'll talk to you soon, Vernon.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.